The tracking loops that we see in the schematic diagram at the top, they're the code tracking loops, the delay lock loops, and the carrier tracking loops, which are also known as phase locking loops. The tracking loops are connected to each of the receiver's channels and also work cooperatively with each other. The dual frequency receivers have dedicated channels and tracking loops for each frequency. Now, most receivers use the pseudo range as the front door, so to speak, for the incoming satellite's synchronization with the CA code on the L1. And the replica code is used to accomplish that, as we've discussed. Now, for what we're looking at here on this slide, recall that when there's not an initial match between the satellite's code and the receiver's replica, the receiver time shifts or slews the code, its replica code, until it finds that optimum correlation. And remember, the optimum correlation occurs when that little calculation I showed results in 1 exactly. Now, when the code tracking loop is the delay lock loop is functioning, it keeps them aligned. The time shift discovered in the process is a measure of the signal's travel time from the satellite to the phase center of the receiver's antenna, and multiplying this by the speed of light gives a range. And as you see in the diagram, the incoming signal is in the green at the top, and then the receiver replica, we have an early and a prompt and a late illustration. At the bottom, there's this code correlation. And as you see, the in the left, it goes from 0 to a half to 1. And correlation peak would occur at 1. And as one shifts the time, as the receiver shifts this replica code, it can find when the prompt chip is it exactly a match with the incoming signal because the prompt is exactly at the peak.